Parshas Toh, here we go. I'd like to discuss today a very fundamental idea which jumps out from Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo is blessed to be the first parsha in the Torah that has many, many mitzvos contained in the parsha. And a lot of the mitzvos focus around the Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'd like to just focus on a couple of mitzvahs at the beginning, just to set the tone for what I'd like to discuss today. The Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah Zayin, the seventh mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah is entitled, Shelo Le'achol HaPesach Na'a U'Mavushal. Not to eat the Korban Pesach raw, nor is raw, U'Mavushal, or cooked. Rather, we know how you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach, only Tzli Eish, Torah says. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, what's behind that mitzvah? Why is it that we're only supposed to eat the Korban Pesach roasted as opposed to raw or cooked? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishar Shei Mitzvah Zu. What's behind this mitzvah, Masha Kasuv B'Shchitaso? First of all, to remember the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'zeh Shenitzavenu La'achlo Tzli Davka. And why are we commanded specifically to eat the meat roasted? L'fi Shekach Derech B'nei Melachim. Because this is the way of the sons of kings, of princes, V'sarim, and major officers, le'achol basar tzli, to eat roasted meat, l'fishu u'machal tov u'mut'am. First of all, it's very good. Ah, a delicious steak, bubbling off the grill. Oh yeah. Aval shara, but the regular folk, einam yecholim le'achol ma'at basar. They can't eat the little meat that they're able to obtain. Ki emavusha. They have to cook it. Kedei l'mali bitnam. They have to be able to fill up their stomachs. They can't waste, so to speak, some of the extra meat that's going to be burned off onto the grill. They have to fill up whatever they can with the meat that they have. V'anu, however, we, she'ochon ha-pesach le'zikaron she'yatzanu l'cheirus, but we that are eating the meat of the Korban Pesach, please God soon, to remember that we left Mitzrayim and that we became free, miyos mamleches kohanim v'am kadosh, that we should be a people who is a Mamlech HaSkani, a kingdom of princes, the Goy Kadosh, Vadai Roya Lonu Lisnaig Ba'achiloso Derech Cheres V'Sheres. Says the Sefer HaChinuch beautifully, our eating of the Korban Pesach has to reflect what's going on in the story of Mitzrayim. What happened? We were slaves. What happened then? We became B'nei Chorin. How does a Ben Chorin eat? He eats like a mensch. He eats tzli. He eats good food. He eats roasted meat. He doesn't have to cook it or keep it raw. He eats it the way it should be eaten. He's a ben melech. And he eats royally. He eats in a regal fashion. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, this idea, this theme is a recurring theme throughout the mitzvahs that keep coming up in Korban Pesach. The next mitzvah, a few later, the Torah says, you're not allowed to leave over the Korban Pesach. A mitzvah ches. No leftovers. You have to eat the entire thing up. Why not? I hope my children don't hear the shmooze. For the following reason. Every Sunday night in my house, I think it's the best supper of the week. It's leftovers from Shabbos. My kids, unfortunately, don't agree with me on this point. They think that there are other suppers that are better. I don't understand them so well, but that's what they say. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, why no leftovers? Why no leftovers in the Korban Pesach? You can't leave anything over. Why not? So he says again, a prince, a king, doesn't leave over leftovers till the next day. Fresh, delicious, each day is fresh. He's a king, he's a prince, he eats like that. The next mitzvah, I'll just mention one other. Not the next one, but it's a few after. There's a mitzvah in Korban Pesach. You're not allowed to bite the bones. Anybody in this room like to eat the marrow from bones? I know somebody. Someone very close to me likes to eat the marrow bones. Crack some. To me, I don't really. I don't understand it. I don't get the whole thing. But that person that I know very well likes it. Okay, they should live and do well for many years. Why can't you crack the bones of the Korban Pesach? What's wrong? You like the marrow. It's good meat. It's good bones. Why can't you go ahead and do it? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. The same idea. Listen to this. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, you know why? because she'in kavod of neimalachim v'yoatz eretz legarer atzamos u'leshabram kiklovim. I don't want to translate that literally, but basically it says that that's not how b'nei malachim eat. Kiklovim. He even calls them like dogs. Dogs eat bones. They throw a bone to a dog to eat. But that's not the b'nei malachim eat. That's not royal. Royalty, you don't suck out every little piece of the bone. Of course, you don't waste food unnecessarily. But that's not royal. Royalty requires of us to act differently. And you see many, many mitzvahs in this week's parasha that reflect this idea. That the way a ben chorin, which we all are, thank God, acts, is in a way of royalty, in a special way that reflects this about him. And this theme, I just want to bring out in two other parts of the parasha, and then we'll try to drive it home with hopefully a message that's relevant to all of us. We spoke about eating so far, basically. And the way a ben melech eats is in a royal fashion. But it's not only in the way he eats. It's in the way he acts. How does he act? So I saw last night in the Sefer Alin L'Shabeach, which I'm very fond of, I quote it often, the following beautiful idea. I think he's quoting of Isaac Sher. Listen to what he says. We know, how did Bnei Yisrael get rich in Mitzrayim? Makas? Choshech. Yeah, during the dark. So they went around, we always learned when we were little, they went around and they peeked into the closets of the Mitzrayim, and they saw that's where the jewelry is, and that's where the money is, and that's where the goods are. And then when it came time for Bnei Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim, they knocked on the door and they said, hey, pay up. Pay up, I don't got any money. Oh yeah? But I went and I said, da 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 da. Says it Isaac Sher. It's very hard to believe that that's true. Why? The Jews used the choshech that the Mitzrayim were under to their advantage and started snooping around in their closets? Hard to understand. It's not so appropriate. That's not how Ben Melech really acts. A little difficult. It bothered me also always. Like they went around looking in their drawers and they like uncover their private places. It's hard to imagine. Says Isaac Sher, no! That's not what happened. You wanna know what happened? Here's a different story. This is what he thinks happened. Because a Ben Melech acts differently. He said what happened was it was Choshech for the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah hollered out to the Jews, hey, neighbors, you got some light? Can you see it all by you? And they said, yeah, it's perfectly light. Guess what? How long did Choshech last for? How many days?
A week.
A week. 6 days. A week, right? Who's going to get hungry after a week? Who's going to live after a week? How'd they eat if they couldn't see anything? It was such thick darkness. How'd they eat? You know what happened? Says Isaac Sher, I don't know where he gets this from. Beautiful idea. They called the Jews. They said, you could see, come to me. Go to the makolet for me. I need some bread. Some eggs, just a cup of Coke. I need some food. How am I going to pay for it? Oh, my closet. Go to my closet, and that's where you'll find the money. And this way, you'll be able to go pay in the makola. Because the Jews didn't go on their own and snoop around in their closets. The Jews were the messengers of the Egyptians to go ahead and find their money so they can go ahead and buy food in the makola for the Jews, for the Mitzvah, I'm sorry. Because a Jew doesn't act in a way that's snoopy, and that's looking around, and that's going into someone else's turf in their property. Because that's not my business. His business is his business. My business is my business. One last point in this parasha, then we'll try to bring it home. In the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, we know the first mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael is commanded as the people is the mitzvah of? Kiddush HaChodesh, right, Rosh Chodesh. And the Torah says, Pasuk Gimel says, Dabru. What's Dabru mean?
You
should speak. Is that Lashon Yachid or Lashon Rabin? Rabin. Who's going to speak?
You.
I'll give him a shout out. What's your name?
Aaron.
What's your other name?
Moshe.
Perfect. Who's going to speak?
Aaron.
Aaron and Moshe are going to speak.
Ubi.
Says Rashi on the spot. V'chi Aaron medaber? Aaron's going to speak. V'alok farnemer, I taught to daber. Hashem told Moshe, you're going to speak. What do you mean Aaron's going to speak? Ella says Rashi, beautiful Rashi. You could hug this Rashi. Ella cholkin kavod zelazeh. They were giving honor to each other. V'omrim zelazeh lamdeni. And Aaron was saying to Moshe, Moshe, teach me. And Moshe was saying to Aaron back, you teach me. You teach me. Let me hear what you have to say. Now I want to hear how you understand it. V'adibur yotzim ben shneim. And it was as though the dibur came out of both their mouths. Because they were honoring each other so much And it was as though they were both speaking together. Ki'ilu shnei medabrim, says Rashi, it was as though they were both speaking. Because again, the way a ben melech talks, and the way he interacts, is with a way of kavod. Kavod to his friend. Kavod to his neighbor. That's how he acts, and that's how he talks. So we spoke about three areas, and I want to just give examples in all three areas. We spoke about the way a ben melech eats. He eats in a refined way. We spoke about the way he acts, by the taking the money of the Egyptians. And we also spoke a little bit about the way he talks. Rabbi said, today's Thursday. I hope that the Mishmar, as it has been for the past 2 weeks, will be on schedule for tonight, and I hope it will be a very strong night as well. Now, there's an ongoing quote-unquote joke in the yeshiva that at 12:15, they bring out the foppers, floppers. We know that they're called poppers. I think the yeshiva also knows they're called poppers. The poppers! Good. I was there the first week only, not the second week. I didn't get any poppers. I'm not upset. I have no tennis to anybody. Yoel even offered me some poppers of his own. Yoel didn't get either. Somebody offered, you offered me poppers? Someone offered me. You didn't get either. Well, I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what maybe should happen tonight. What happened was, people heard poppers, 12:15 came, and they went and they charged the poppers. Not necessarily worried about the neighbor, how many he's going to get, and making sure that I can get as many poppers as I can to put into my stomach. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that is not a reflection of the mitzvahs in this parasha. That's not how B'nai Malachim go about it. They don't run and dash a table and crash and say, poppers, more poppers, poppers with fries, more poppers. And no. Okay, I'll take a popper or two or three, but I'll make sure that my friends also get. I'm not an animal that runs for food like I never saw a popper before in my life. No, I eat like a mensch, and if there is, great. And I want to make sure also my neighbor behind me also has. That's how a ben melech eats. Doesn't charge food. I'm like just tackle, like as if it's like a, I don't know, like a fumble, and he's trying to recover a ball in a football game. That's luck out of your Jets on Sunday. You're welcome. That's number one. The way we eat. But I think also this reflects the way we act, like we saw in the parasha. I was discussing with my wife last night what I should talk about today. And she reminded me when I told her this about the following incident that happened in my house a few years ago. We had boys over for Shabbos, not in this yeshiva. Certainly not around this yeshiva anymore. We had boys over, and my wife made a yummy Shabbos meal, a bunch of them. She has many chazakos, years of chazakos of doing that, thank God. And she made a good meal. And it was time, the meal was over, and it was time to clear off the table from the meal. Now, forget about the fact that during the meal, you know, there wasn't too much help from the guys. Okay, maybe they were, I don't know, maybe they were tired from the long week, what a day or what. But it was time to clear off. So, I don't know, derech eretz a little bit, my wife worked hard for the meal. So she reminded me of the story, it stuck with her for the past almost, I don't know, 9 years. There were some boys sitting at the table, and forget about getting up to help clear off, which is probably a mental thing to do, by the way, when you go to people's houses for Shabbos to help out. But aside from that, she was clearing off the table. And like she was reaching over the table to go and take their plates. And like not only didn't they help clean off, but they didn't even like pass the plate to her to help her clear off. Like I'm a melech, so to speak, and I'm the king, and you're just my slave. And you made me this delicious meal, and clean up after me also. My wife was so taken aback by it, and she like made it a mark in her head, not because she cares about her kavod, she's not into her own honor at all. But that's not how a ben melech acts. A ben melech acts with manners that are refined. And he goes out of his way, how could I be helpful? How could I assist you? You probably worked really hard on the Shabbos, it was so good, thank you so much, maybe I could help sweep the floor up after the meal. That's a ben melech. It's not such a royal thing to go sweep, maybe. But a ben melech, as a ben Torah, who acts with royalty and regality, is going to act in this way. And finally, one other area, and that's in the area of speech. We spoke about how Moshe and Aaron were so respectful to each other. Someone's talking, no one else is going to talk. And to talk in a way, to try to talk in a way that reflects this regal sense. Sometimes we play games, sports. And when we play sports, a lot of times it gets very competitive. And there's like a whole culture in many sports now called trash talk. It's like a, you know, it's a, like, how could I undercut you and trash talk to you in a way that's gonna, and it may even do something, probably mentally. I'm sure the studies are done to see how much of an effect trash talking has on a person's performance in the game. I had a Rebbe once that was talking to us about playing ball. I may have mentioned this once in the past this year. And he would get up before intramurals in the summer and he would say the following. He would say, guys, trash talking, at your game, you're talking for you. Why are you trash talking a lot of the time? Just because oftentimes you have to make up, you have to compensate for your lack of ability. So you'll do it with your mouth and hope that'll help you get the upper edge. But in reality, fellas, we know that, I don't know, it doesn't work. I know some guys told me they were playing a football game a few weeks ago against a certain team in the league, and they came back to yeshiva afterwards and their ears were hurting them from some of the way that these guys were talking. And I was happy that they were sensitive to hear those words, but I think it's important also to mechazek into ourselves, to strengthen in ourselves this concept. That the way Ben Torah talks is in a way that's refined. He doesn't lash out at somebody else. He doesn't trash talk when he's playing sports. He talks in a way that's refined, that's reflective of the fact that he's a Ben Melech. And I think if we internalize these ideas, and they're ideas that take a lot of work and a lot of effort, and they don't happen overnight, and they're not expected to happen overnight, we have to remember and realize where we come from. We have to remember and realize that we are Bnei Melachim. We have to remember that with Yetzias Mitzrayim, we became from Avadim to Paro, to Avadim to Hashem, the royal, regal Bnei Yisrael that we are. And with that comes major responsibility. To act in that way, to speak in that way, to eat, like I mentioned before, in that way. And if we do that, so please God, we will be the Mamlech Eskon and the Goy Kadosh, the real, wonderful empire, the light unto the nations that we hopefully expected and can be. I also have a wonderful Shabbos.